I like to try to be, you know, more optimistic than just like, you know, damn it, it's all going to hell.
Are you ready, everybody?
Hit it.
Welcome to season 4, episode 5 of Over the Ledge Live, the podcast, the number one and some say only political satire show based solely on the Texas legislature. I'm Amy Lowry, and it's time we talk. Over the Ledge gives you a behind-the-scenes look at the shenanigans of the Texas legislature by decoding political headlines and legislators' behavior into easy-to-understand finger paintings. Let's meet our guest tonight. First up, we have our beloved Aaron Salinas. Aaron is a writer, actor, director, and all-around fun guy between the hours of 8 and 9 Central Time. He loves to share a laugh with folks almost as much as he loves to share a meal with them. A native Texan with a penchant for good times and good barbecue. If you can't find Aaron on Over the Ledge, he's either at a storytelling show or playing with his sweet pup, Mango. She'd love to meet you, too. Welcome, Aaron.
I do want to point out my bio did not include that fancy French word Stephanie says. If you know me, you know damn well I don't know how to say that word. But what's happening? Y'all glad to be here.
All right. Amy, you want to pick up by introducing okay. Joe?
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Our next comedic guest tonight is Joe Green. He has performed in Over the Ledge Part 4 and more than that, right? And Part 4 and on Season 2 of this podcast. And that's his entire bio. Oh, he has an Instagram account too. Didn't you write that, Joe? I didn't make that up.
Please. No, I think Stephanie made that up the last time.
Busted. She said you did.
But I love that. Welcome. You like the callback.
I think that was the entire bio. It was like, this is Joe Green. He has an Instagram account.
Yeah.
I like
you're
it.
So much more than that, Joe.
It is pretty fire though. His stories are pretty good. They do make me laugh, I will say.
Our very special celebrity guest tonight is State Representative Benton Jones. Representative Jones represents House District 100 in Dallas. Since the beginning of his career, Benton has been a tireless advocate working to improve healthcare access, fighting for marginalized communities and middle-class families, and protecting voting rights. He is the founder and CEO of Southern Black Policy and Advocacy Network, SBPAN. Serves in various leadership roles and was recognized at the White House by President Barack Obama for his HIV advocacy work. Please welcome State Representative Benton Jones.
Hello, everyone.
Thanks for being here. And I can tell you don't know what you're getting into, but I promise it'll be worth it in the end.
Just okay, like, let's do it.
Just like Aaron's date spread.
Okay. Just roll the dice. Speaking of tireless, finally, we have the creator and the ruler of the Over the Ledge Empire, who needs no introduction. Stephanie, I can't write another pre-hearing bill analysis. Cheerello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here. It is long, long, intense days at the Capitol, and we haven't even really heard a bill on the floor yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, if you like what you're listening to and you're in a position to help, please become a patron at whatever level is meaningful to you. It helps us produce the podcast and promote our efforts. Freedom isn't free. It costs $1.05. In our case, $5 a month would be super helpful. Now it's time for What's Up in Texas with our host, Stephanie Chiarello.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's been a lot going on in Texas in the last 2 weeks. A Republican bill would bar cities or counties in Texas from passing worker ordinances like required rest breaks at construction sites. Rep Burroughs and Senator Creighton explained, if you want to be unproductive, just do like they did. Get a job at the Texas Ledge.
Hey, yo.
McKinney is holding its annual marathon this week. The race will kick off with a ceremony honoring last year's first and second place winners, Ken Paxton and his process server. I really like that one, Joe. You wrote that one, didn't you? Or did Sean?
I think that was Sean.
Okay. Two drastically different juvenile justice bills have been proposed, one that would shut down the state's remaining 5 children's prisons and one that would build new ones. Personally, I think the only child that should be in prison is Ken Paxton. Republican lawmakers are pushing to ban drag shows after realizing that drag shows made them way too horny. Okay, I'll laugh. I think that's funny. Like, what's the big deal? Have you ever been turned on at a drag show? Right, Joe? There's something wrong if that's your shtick.
I'm sure some seem to like it too much.
They're really fixated on it though.
Oh yeah.
So a video of Rep. Nate Schatzline, which must have been a great name growing up, in drag appeared on social media after he had filed a bill to restrict drag shows. Tune in next week to watch which lawmakers have done blackface.
Oh, no.
You're welcome.
His name is Schatzline.
His last name is Schatzline. Come on. No wonder he's the way he is.
Like, he had to know that when he filed that bill, right? That picture existed somewhere.
It's not just a picture. It's a video. He was in a sketch in high school, like a video sketch. Okay, have we lost you yet, Rep? How you doing? He's still here.
I'm still here.
Okay, all right. While immigration law is largely federal, State Rep. Matt Schaefer wants to pass a bill allowing Texas to repel migrants back to Mexico. If he wants to do that, all he's got to do is be there at the border to greet them. The Senate passed a bill to charge people who sell fentanyl with murder. Hopefully legalizing fentanyl test strips is next once lawmakers figure out it's not drug paraphernalia. Think about how much more sensible our drug laws would be if somebody had ever invited Greg Abbott to a party. The proposed parental rights bill could give parents $8,000 of taxpayer dollars to send their kids to private schools. Now we have to pay someone to send their kid to the Dan Patrick School of Traditional Gender Identities. Similar to Hogwarts, I understand students get their acceptances via blue or pink stork only.
We got a chuckle. We'll take it.
I'll take it. Patrick also hopes to end tenure and diversity, equity, and inclusion in higher ed. He's working so hard to hurt higher ed, he's about to earn an honorary PhD from the University of Phoenix. All right, I'm warming up. Okay. The Texas House has a record number of openly LGBTQ lawmakers, 9, while at the same time more hateful bills than ever are proposed. The only way trans and LGBTQ Texans will see justice is if constituents also turn up in record numbers. It's time for these bills to sashay away. Sashay away. And finally, in Democrats, Representative Ramon Romero continues to make his fellow male lawmakers question their sexuality. And that's what's up in Texas for this week. Thank you, Amy.
So that happened.
Yes, it did.
Okay, audience, let me tell you how this podcast works. On tonight's episode, Aaron and Joe are competing against each other for the coveted Most Knowledgeable Comedian in Austin Award. And in the games, they can phone a friend through a total of 3 times. And by phone a friend, we mean Representative Jones. This award is given to the comedian who knows the most about Texas politics, according to the outcome of the games on our show. Stephanie, show the award.
Donna. In all its glory. No longer existing comedy theater.
Whoever wins gets their picture taken with our special guest, Representative Jones, and he will post the picture on his social media, announcing that the winning comedian is the most knowledgeable comedian in Austin. Stephanie, did we ask the representative if he's okay with this?
No.
Okay, the bill filing deadline in the Texas legislature was last Friday, March 10th. And there are some real doozies out there. Let's play our first game.
Now we got bad bills. And I don't think we can stop them. Okay. <That's good. laughs> All right.
Okay.
This is gonna be fun.
Yes. You can feel the excitement. Okay. Wait, am I yes.
You're just let's play.
Yes. Oh, I just say let's play. Let's yes. play.
Let's play. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Let's get excited in here, everybody, because we're gonna play this game. So these are some bad bills, and it's a multiple choice game, and you're going to tell me what these bad bills do. Joe, you are our guest, so we're going to start with you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First question. Senate Bill 300 by Senator Hall would give pharmacists the authority to do what? A, refuse to treat people of color. B, refuse to dispense Plan B. C, refuse to dispense HIV medication. Or D, refuse to treat single mothers.
Yeah, I feel like Bob Hall would use the term people of color. the second one was it
That's
Plan
being
B?
Being pretty generous to him.
It was Plan B was the second one?
Yes.
I think I'm going to go with that one. Yeah, let's go with that one.
You're correct. That's exactly what Senate Bill 300 does. Refuse Awful. To dispense Plan B.
Some of these lawmakers are going to be in a pinch and really regret their decisions.
I'm going to timestamp that. That was pretty good. Okay. Aaron.
Addiction over the ledge.
HB 643 by Rep. Patterson would regulate venues with performers performing as a gender not declared on their birth certificate, practically the same as. So regulating these venues, practically the same as A, gynecologist offices, B, prisons, C, strip clubs, or D, ambulatory surgical centers.
I'm going to assume strip clubs or adult ballets.
I love adult ballet.
I'm too intimidated to go inside one, to be honest. But I will say an adult ballet center.
You are correct. Prisons. I'm joking. Strip clubs. Yes, you're right. They are pretty much trying to regulate any venue that has people performing as a gender not on their birth certificate as strip clubs. So free ribs, I guess.
It, for real though, Yellow Rose, it's very enticing that they have $8.99 prime rib. I'm just kind of curious. I don't know, think it'll be good, but I do want to taste what an $8.99 prime rib tastes like.
We'll all go with you, Aaron.
Okay, let's go.
When I get off work. All right.
June.
Now I want to know what the rules around strip clubs are.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Only one having a good time.
All right. Back to Joe. Senate Bill 176 by Senator Middleton gives what to parents of children in school? So if you have a child in school, we're going to give the parents what? A, voucher for free gun and bullets. B, voucher for being allowed to hit their children three times when they're, quote, really bad. C, voucher for free school supplies only bought at Hobby Lobby. Or D, voucher for taking their kid out of public school to educate them somewhere else.
So I was going to make a joke about guns, but now I think that could be like actually the liberal bill.
Wow.
I think it's the school with what was the last one, so they can go to another school.
Vouchers for taking their kid out of public school to educate somewhere else.
Yep.
You're right. Exactly. This is vouchers to defund public schools. But I do think free gun and bullets might be an amendment. I can see that happening.
It's definitely a close second.
Yes. Did you see the bill about turning people into voluntary school watchers, Representative?
I have not had the honor of reading that bill yet. There are so many.
Did you expect this many bills and these topics?
No, I didn't, but I also just, I was ready for anything. It just seems like there's been a kind of a a churning this summer that, you know, when November came, it just all kind of like blah out. And so we're seeing that
the vomit, blast or whatever, literally the
whatever
vomit.
This is going on. The
All right. Back to you, Aaron. House Bill 822 by Rep. Ken King would make recipients of TANF, which is temporary assistance for needy families, do what? A, stand outside the Capitol with a sign that says, I'm not worthy. B, take a drug test to get benefits. C, take birth control to get benefits. Or D, wear a yellow triangle on their sleeve to indicate that they're TANF-ish.
I really thought you were trying to say tajin, like trying to receive tajin. I'm like, I thought you were saying tajin for tajin. I was like, that's not how you say it. But sorry, I'm easily distractible. I'm going to assume C.
Birth control? They have,
yeah. Tell me what tanin means again.
Temporary assistance to needy families. So it's welfare pretty much. But
oh, I didn't realize that's what's inside.
There's no such thing as welfare tannins. Anymore, really.
Tannins. Yeah, I'm going to say they need to be on the pill.
Okay, thank you for taking us darker than Rep. Ken King did. It's just take a drug test.
Oh.
Just take a drug test to get your benefits.
Oh, there was some other state that tried to do that, and somebody put an amendment that lawmakers also have to get drug tested, and they quickly withdrew that bill.
Oh, that's kind of beautiful. Yeah, good for that.
I forgot
state.
What state that was. It might have been like North Carolina or something.
Well, and Senator Lucio did this several years ago. He had a bill about legislators getting drug tested.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that a good story? Okay, Joe. House Bill 1686 by Dr. Representative Oliverson prohibits physicians from what? A, providing care for transgender youths. B, providing care to mixed race couples. C, providing care to unmarried pregnant women. Or D, wearing PPE during surgery.
Oh, man. It's crazy that some of those even seem like they could actually be the answer. What was the first one? Care for transgender youth?
Yes, transgender youth, mixed race couples, unmarried pregnant women, or wear PPE during surgery.
I think I'm going to go transgender youth.
You would be correct. Yes. Yep. And that's not the only bill. There are about 10.
And he's
a
doctor.
Stand
a
good
he?
Chance of passing.
Representative, what do you think?
I think that anything is on the table, you know, in this session right now, especially anytime even the word LGBTQ is said in that building, it's going to be a problem. So it's going to be a fight needed.
Because I have the one that's like. Go ahead, continue. Sorry.
I said down to the resolution.
Oh God. I'm going to do a special Over the Ledge episode just about the resolutionary war caused by House Resolution 85.
What is it?
So, okay.
You go. You're the celebrity guest. Talk us through it.
Well, there have been two occasions. I think that, you know, in getting a kind of a temperature check outside of, you know, the second day, you know, after swearing in, which there were a number of attempts to put, you know, anti-LGBTQ language in, you know, our house rules. Since there's been two resolutions that have been put forward so far by members to either honor people coming in during their lobby days, which one was the LGBTQ Chamber of Commerce. And then another resolution that we had last week was from another member that was honoring an LGBTQ couple in their district. And so most of these resolutions, no problems, just, you know, done, you know, we're on the floor, we handle it. But each time that something like that happened, just even the mention of LGBTQ on the floor has put us at the brink of going somewhere that I know that we're going very soon. And it is going to be a a very, like, a, it's going to be a war, you know, fighting for, you know, LGBTQ people, their families, their providers, their communities, like all those things are going to be, you know, on the floor, you know, this, you know, in the upcoming weeks.
Wow.
There, you might there say it's going to be a Schatz line show. What were you going to say, Joe?
There has to be resolutions like that in previous sessions, right?
Did that, yes.
Did it cause issues in
previous sessions? Problem.
I was about to say, like, I don't remember. I definitely saw what you were talking about on Twitter. I don't remember past sessions it being a major issue.
No, and Representative Tinderholt, who was throwing one of the largest hissy fits about this bill, has voted for similar legislation in the past. And his excuse was, if I'd had better staff in the past, I would not have voted for those bills. Wow. That was his statement. I'm a
staff. You're a staff under the bus.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And Tinderholt has been married 5 times, but family values.
5 times. He gets a free Subway sub if he gets divorced one more time.
Yeah, delivered by Jared. Aaron.
Oh, Subway still have those coupons? Like every 6, you get like a free sub? Like
and here's your free your wife. Aaron.
Yes.
House Bill 1541 by Toth would prevent classroom instruction about what? A, the Holocaust. B, HIV AIDS prevention. C, any book on the Oprah's book club list. Or D, sexual orientation or gender identity.
I gotta say, all the shit they're putting up, they have no plan for anything. It's just this culture war shit that they're, oh, gross. I'm gonna say D as in Delta, the sexual orientation.
That is true, yes. You guys nailed it. You nailed all the bad bills.
I didn't think Steve
and
Toth
I don't think we can stop them.
This shit's no joke. Depressing.
It really, like, I didn't have fucking light for 6 days. And we're more worried about this.
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know why I think this happens? Is it is very easy to get people riled up. Like, have an opinion about dog racing, but when you try to explain to them what happened with the grid, or you try to explain to them why we need transportation infrastructure, or why we need to, you know, invest in medical care early, it's too hard. They just get so excited about this. I did see a meme where a kid was saying he had a really small-minded uncle, and he told his uncle that LGBT meant let's get Biden to quit. And that he got a sticker on his car. The uncle has like his truck with like Trump and LGBTQ. All right.
I think
that's really pretty good. Let's just start telling them that that's what it means. What do you mean? I just want Biden to quit. All right. How did our people do?
I've got 3-3. Is that what you guys have? I had a little.
I think Joe got one wrong.
Joe. No, I think I got it wrong. Right? Aaron.
I don't think you got any wrong. Yeah,
wait.
Joe got
you somebody. Both are winners.
See, look at that. Through the power of friendship.
Okay. All right, Amy, what's next?
Okay. So Stephanie was itching to play Tweets or Twasn'ts. I was about to say, Stephanie, they make a cream for that. But apparently Representative Jones only tweets serious things. So we dug deep and learned that he is a bit of a karaoke star. So we're going to play Legend to the Oldies. Stephanie is going to sing, yes, sing, the few words of a top 100 karaoke song, and the comedian has to finish the lyrics. Bonus points if they get the song and or artist right. Let's play. Now, okay, but in this game, we don't have Representative Jones singing, so you guys need to phone the friend so we can get Representative Jones in there, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can real quick, both phone him every time.
Like, this year, this decade?
They are from Billboard's 100 Greatest Karaoke Songs of All Time from 2022.
Now, wait a minute. I have a question. You say I only have serious tweets?
Oh. Yes, they're all like congratulating so-and-so, honoring so-and-so, pleasure to see so-and-so. You're not snarky. Because
you're looking at my house, like Twitter. You didn't like. There's like a personal Twitter. It's nothing. I mean, it's karaoke and working out. But
that sounds wonderful. So you work out and sing at the same time. Tell me more.
Yes, I can also walk and chew bubble gum too.
So many talents.
But I know that. So you're looking at what? Hold on. What you say?
I said, what's your personal Twitter then? I just saw the rep.
It's just Vincent Jones. One is Vincent Jones TX, one is Vincent Jones. It's like,
okay, I'll be looking at that.
I don't talk shit on Twitter that much. Like if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna go and build it, and I'm gonna just go say it. Like I just started using Twitter. I couldn't even, like I figured that like the algorithm was against me. Like I've used Facebook a lot more successfully, but Twitter, I've actually started only getting into Twitter because there's like, you got to be on Twitter, politicals on Twitter, use your Twitter. Mm-hmm. So tweeting.
Great endorsement. I will look up in our bonus episode. I will include some of your working out singing tweets. Okay. So yes, the goal here is for the representative to finish the words with you. We can make it a together thing. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready, Joe, for the first one? So you have to sing the lyrics exactly, just the last, ooh, the next line. Okay. This is an easy start. Are you ready? Me. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame.
You give love a bad name.
Supposed to sing it.
Oh, me?
You? Joe is. Joe.
What? Now I feel like I missed my chance. You give love.
I think you can toss it to Representative Jones, though, if you want to. Clearly, you want to.
I think you should make eye contact, nod, and then both of you sing.
There you go.
I don't think you should do it this song.
Let's do it for the next one.
Okay, do you know, you missed the word darling, you give love a bad name, but I'm going to give it to you. Do you know the artist and the song for bonus points? Two bonus points.
Is that Bon Jovi?
Damn. Yes.
Two bonus points.
Name, and I need the song's name?
Yeah.
Is it Shot Through the Heart?
No, Aaron.
Bad name?
No. Representative.
I don't know.
That's all right.
I don't know.
You
either.
Give love a bad name. Is the
damn.
Oh, he didn't do that. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So you got four bonus points. Okay.
Because part of me is like, that's too long for a fucking iPhone to like scroll through. You give love a bad name. That's so long.
I think that doesn't that sound predate iPhones though? That's when they
fair.
Just, yeah. That's printed it all
on
over
record
that.
Pretty good.
45. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron. Till now, I always got by on my own.
Phoning a friend, Representative. Any clue?
Till now, I always got by on my own.
One thing about karaoke is that the words were on the screen.
Very fair. Man makes a good point.
I remember a little bit. Da, 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 ba, 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 ba. I don't remember the words.
Okay, I'll give you the beginning. Till now, always got by on my own. I never really
gave love a bad name.
Yeah.
Cared until I met you or something.
Yes, Amy, you got it.
I get a point.
You get a point. On this game
I'm gonna
is
ask,
slaying.
This is
I'm
a hard
game. Google.
He's gonna be like.
Okay, Aaron, any idea on artist or song?
I'm gonna assume it's 80s. That's the best I can do though.
Joe? Oh, yeah. The rep just gave you big clue.
Oh, I missed it.
I saw the heart.
Yes, you got it. That was the artist.
Oh.
What's the song called?
Shit, I needed charades for this. For this one.
What am I in my life right now? Aaron, awesome. When it comes to having a partner. Thank you.
a wonderful individual and I love her to death.
Perfect. Okay. So, that points. Is also known as a loan. So.
God damn. I thought he was going to say divorce.
They all can. Okay. I'm so bad at this. Okay. Joe, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because South Central does it like nobody does. You got to do the.
I'm phoning a friend, Representative Jones.
This is how we do it.
Exactly. I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because.
This is how we do it. Okay. Dude, Melody alone, she was giving it to you.
I was like 70% sure, but I've been like too embarrassed that I got that wrong.
I mean, we came, thankfully, we rocket shipped out of the 80s. And
okay, any idea on the artist? Okay, his first name, there was a man who had a talk show with this first name, and then the last name is a basketball star who thinks he's the best. There ever was, and he has some shoes.
Some shoes.
The Get Air.
What do you mean thinks he's the best? I mean,
some shoes.
Do you want to help him out, Representative?
Montel Jordan.
Yeah, Montel Jordan. And the song is called
This Is How We Do It.
Yeah. There we go. We're nailing it.
He only gets one point. I'm
okay.
Okay. Okay. Aaron, are you ready?
I got to claw my way back. Sure.
And I'm actually wearing just the right glasses for this song. And I thought I'd live forever, but now I'm not so sure. You try to tell me that I'm clever, but.
I only do Whitney and Tina for karaoke.
Okay. And I thought I'd live forever, but now I'm not so sure. You try to tell me that I'm clever, but that.
Why does Joe go, this is how we do it?
And that's what I was about to say.
I was naive. Okay.
No.
No? Not at all?
Representative Jones?
Yes, I know that one.
Really?
Give it to me.
That won't take me anywhere or anyhow with you. If you say.
You got it. Yay. Oh, that's beautiful. This is what I wanted from the game just happened right here.
What?
It was all so coming
to yeah, it all did. It all did. Okay. Do you know the artist or the song?
Still don't know the words. No.
You're too young.
Joe, can you steal?
I cannot steal. I want to go back to the fact, who you think Michael Jordan is not the greatest at basketball?
Yeah, I'm still stuck on that.
No, he stopped playing 20 years ago. You really think some of the new guys aren't better?
No, absolutely. I still think he could beat him.
Okay. Representative Jones, no way.
No? Did y'all watch
not in
that?
His prime. Jordan prime. Like, they like people tried to beat, especially the newer guys, like tried to beat Jordan like when he was like on his way out. Like, with Jordan? Jordan? It's Jordan.
All right. Okay.
That's a pull-out quote for the.
At least I'd like to think that.
I don't think he's like the greatest person. I'll say that he's not like the greatest individual. He's kind of mean, but I think one of the best basketball players, one of the best athletes of all time.
Republicans buy shoes too.
Okay,
Lisa Loeb.
Yes, Lisa Loeb, and the song is called "Stay." I missed you. Okay, is it Joe? Is it Joe's turn?
Oh,
I think so.
Joe's may turn. Do that next time for karaoke.
She was at ACL recently, wasn't she? And everybody was like, oh, she's just going to play that one song for like a 20-minute set?
That song is worth it.
Aaron's like, that one song I don't know.
Well, now that I know it's Lisa Loeb, I'm like, oh, yeah, that one song from Lisa Loeb.
Now you're going to say you've never seen Reality Bites. Come on.
I've heard of it, and that's about it.
Okay, Joe. Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
Oh my God.
He's got it. He's got
Rep
it.
Rep Jones.
He's singing it right now. He's lip syncing it.
Rep Jones.
Uh-huh.
Can I friend?
I think you
still. What did I pick up at? Because that's okay, my. That's,
tell me why. Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Oh.
Tell me why.
I never want to hear you say that I want it that way.
Again, it really came through there. See, this game was a great idea.
All right. I think I can get the artist in the song.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you Googling?
No, I'm not Googling. Backstreet Boys, correct?
Yes.
I want it that way.
Yes, you nailed it. All nailed right. it.
Redeem myself.
That was you're in high school territory with me right now.
Stephanie, politely, if I get another one-hit wonder, I am going to be hurt.
I appreciate you sharing that with me. I am a little worried that person. I'm going to skip the one that you were going to have. And okay. Are you ready?
I guess.
Turn around every now and then. I get a little bit restless and I dream of something wild. Turn around every now and then. I get
a little bit lonely.
What?
A little bit lonely. The thing is, I know it. I think this was like on one of those CDs you could buy at like 3 a.m. on Adult Swim, one of those like commercials. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Turn around every now and then. I get Rep a Jones? Little bit restless and I dream of something.
I Googled it.
That's all right.
I appreciate honesty.
I know the name of the song and the lyric. I was turn around.
Yeah. Oh, everybody only knows the turn around part. All right. And then everybody gets quiet after that. Turn around.
Wait till you see the video.
This is how we do it.
Y'all are giving me some really good karaoke songs. I'm just, I am ready all this next week.
All right. It's every now and then I get a little bit helpless and I'm lying like a child in your arms. Turn around.
And that's where everybody picks back up. Turn around.
And I need you now tonight. Okay.
You're not going to be able to.
You know the artist?
Is it Michael Bolton?
No, it is not.
I'm just shooting in the dark, to be honest.
Do you know the name of the song?
Turn Around?
No.
You can't blame me for trying on that one.
I can't. Great the job. Artist is Bonnie Tyler, and the song is Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That makes no sense.
It because doesn't.
Heard the when you watch song. The video.
Yeah. See the video. It is questionable at best.
Have you watched the literal video where they make a new song and sing about what's happening in the video? And it's like, ninjas jumping out from the sun. I'll send it to all of y'all.
I've got to do that.
Okay.
You know, did anybody ever used to watch pop-up videos?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to love pop-up.
Yeah.
Why is it we need to bring that back. So meta.
We need pop-up Texas legislature.
That was meta while meta was cool. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Okay. Back to Joe. Okay.
Give him the one-hit wonder.
Right. Well, this one, I don't know if this person was a one-hit wonder. It took all the strength I had just not to fall apart. Kept trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. And I spent...
Oh, I still don't know it.
You don't know this one.
I know the song, but I don't know the lyrics.
I think you're phone a friend. I don't know if you know anymore. Have
I'm phoning a friend.
I kept trying.
I got all my love to give.
That's got to be the number one.
I will survive.
Hey. Okay, who is the artist, Joe?
Is that the Bee Gees?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know the artist.
Amy.
Gloria Gaynor.
Yes. And the title?
I Will Survive.
Perfect.
That's another one for the list.
Is that the number? Oh, see, I assume that would be the number one karaoke song.
One gets people hyped. That, yes.
What is the number?
I haven't heard anyone. So the thing is, I have been doing karaoke in some form or fashion in Austin since the day before Swing, and I have never heard "I Will Survive" yet. Until next week when I sing it.
are you gonna be at Egos? Is that where it's gonna happen?
So I actually go to a place. I actually go to Rain on Mondays, and that's like my go to, and that's where I started going. Egos just kind of popped up when I actually had my birthday party, and so I've been kind of jumping around, you know, places. I've learned, like, Austin has a whole bunch of little, you know, places that, like, cool karaoke spots.
Canary Roost is a fun spot, too.
And I've never even heard of that. What's that?
Canary Roost, it's up north. It's a little divey, but it's a good place.
It's but, about I mean, three blocks from my but house.
You got to respect Egos because you lose cell service. So it's kind of like being in a casino. You don't know what time it is, what day you're walking out. It's great.
I had a birthday party there a long time
ago. It's a good spot.
Egos was great.
It's a little divey, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a Freebirds across the street. You're living life.
Canary, what'd you call it? Canary what?
Roost.
This is the most informative show we've ever done.
And Shenanigans. Shenanigans is a lot of fun too.
Okay, that's a really good name.
I've shenan before and I'll shenan again.
Is it an Irish bar?
No.
Okay, whose turn is it, Joe?
A-Money.
Yeah. A-Money, here you go. You seem very well. Things look peaceful. I'm not quite as well. I thought you should know.
I don't know, but I'm gonna. Is Meatloaf the artist?
Another version of me.
She preferred it like me.
Oh,
she played God in a movie. She was cast as God.
She's Canadian.
Popular movie.
Yo.
I still have one more. Rep Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know this one?
Yeah, I do know. I had to look up the words because there are some songs you've just been singing so long, but when you look at the words, you're like, oh, I've been singing wrong all of this long. I was today. Yeah, from before I sure did freestyle that one. An older version of me. I used to say another version of me. Yeah, I had to look it up, but yeah, that's Alanis Morissette.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Isn't it ironic?
Isn't it ironic?
How are we not?
You ought to know the name of this song, Aaron.
I don't. I know only the ones you've given to Joe.
He did seem to answer this every single time.
All right, the song is called You Oughta Know.
Oh, damn.
I think he planned to cap it off.
Which is ironic that he didn't know.
Isn't it?
Okay, I feel like I only have, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Somehow I'm missing one. Okay, is it back to Joe? But then I need one more for Aaron, right? Because Joe started. All right. I'll figure this out. Okay. Are you ready, Joe? It goes like this. Oh, your kisses, sweeter than honey. And guess what? So is my money. All I want you to do.
There's some spelling involved.
Yeah.
There's some spelling involved?
YMCA.
Am I out of phone of friends? Because I think I just failed.
I think you have one more.
How many phone of friends did I get?
I thought you used them all, but Aaron seems to be fine with you using them again.
All right, I'll try to phone a friend.
Joe's really running away with this, by the way, Aaron. You know, just
yeah, because I'm generosity. Getting the one-hit wonders from like 1982. Like, except for Morissette, I'll give that respect. But I know it, and I'm gonna make me mad. What is it, Stephanie?
It's sorry. I just lost it. It's Respect by Aretha Franklin.
God, oh, damn. My gosh.
All I want for you to do for me is give it to me when you get home. Yeah, baby.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah.
Find out what it means to me.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take care. T-C-P.
This is hard because like Rep Jones said, like once you start to like listen to the lyrics, you're like, oh, I guess I was doing.
I've been saying something very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, that's why I've had to start looking up the words, because y'all not gonna make a fool out of me saying things I've been saying in the shower for all these years.
You know, EPT pregnancy test should use that song in an ad, like you put EPT in there.
Okay, Aaron, let's end this for everyone. I had to look one up because I only did 7 questions. Okay. What would I give to live where you are? I don't know the melody to this one. Hold on.
Is this Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
What would I pay?
You got it.
Yeah, it's
stole it.
What would I pay?
What would I give?
Keep singing.
It's a part of this world, Little Mermaid.
Part of your world. Bet you on land. They understand that you don't.
See, I only remember the, what do you call it? Legs?
Feet up where they want. We are like not going to be able to post this podcast. No. But I mean, so many copyrights.
You got to give me props because I knew the line from like that first one that you did not even sing to the melody.
What's the fire and why does it? What's the word?
Okay, Amy, end us.
God, I'm so excited for the new one.
Okay. That's a top karaoke song.
Joe is.
That is one of my top ones.
Wow.
Oh, yeah?
I want to go to a special place.
When you want the crowd to be in on it? Mm.
Can we take you, representative, to we'll do a private room at Alamo, and the five of us will just sing our hearts out.
Ooh.
Deal. Okay. Don't threaten me with a good time. Will there be chicken wings?
Oh, I think they
There'll
do
be something
wings.
Like it.
And highball, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Highball's wings are good, too.
Joe is ahead by 2 points.
I don't know how that's
but
possible.
I
think you phoned a friend.
Didn't even know.
And you got some bonus.
Yeah. I guess I did get a couple bonus right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Joe's the winner. Sorry,
he
Aaron,
didn't know just, this is how we do it. That should automatically like revoke.
Minus 10 points.
Stephanie, did you win a bowling tournament?
Yes. I started taking bowling in kindergarten and I got really good and I almost went to college for it.
Oh, wow.
I'm joking. That's none of that is true.
She got a ballet scholarship, but not a bowling scholarship.
That is true. I did have a ballet scholarship.
Okay. Are we picture? We're done.
We're okay.
And now the hazing is finally over. Representative Jones will finally let you talk. This is funny because he's a freshman legislator. Get it? Freshman hazing? All right. Stephanie.
It's real in the building.
It's real. Okay. Well, that was actually going to be my first question. What's it like to be a freshman and what are people doing to you?
It's actually really great, you know, being a freshman. You get a chance to really get to meet, you know, the members. And I think that for me, it's actually meeting and engaging with people I've seen so long and kind of put in this kind of deity-like space. Because I mean, I really had no interest in being in politics. I was actually, you know, doing a lot of healthcare work, and because of the need because healthcare, you know, became so political, it forced people like me that was on the front lines to become political as well. And so it's great to now be here on this side as, you know, as a state rep, and not only working again with the members, but I think that I'm just as interested in the very interesting staff culture of the building and just these different like subcultures that exist in like the Capitol. And it's been fun so far, but you know, I feel like now at the legislative process, we're at that point of the roller coaster where it's like we did that final tick and it's just about to like.
I think you are exactly right. Well, you have a pretty robust legislative agenda. It looks like you filed 29 bills. What is most important to you?
There's a couple of things. One, I was born and raised in this district, so I've seen this district, you know, from a lot of different angles. But one of the most important things right now is that, you know, protecting communities right now for, you know, homeowners in the area. Anybody who's living in a big city right now can see the level of change that's happening around their downtown areas. And so my district surrounds downtown Dallas. There's a lot of gentrification that's happening. There's a lot of social revitalization that's happening. There's a lot of displacement, you know, that's happening. And so one of my, you know, most important things is preventing displacement, making sure that as we welcome in new opportunities, people that are in those communities can stay in those communities if they choose to do so. Working to make sure we have, you know, healthcare, you know, intact. My district is a district that has some of the most, you know, poorest, you know, health outcomes, you know, in the state of Texas. Another is public education, you know, supporting our schools right now, making sure our schools are getting funded at the levels that they need. We're supporting our teachers right now. We're supporting our retired teachers right now. And, you know, the last two things is just equality, you know, right now. As we talk about some of the other key issues, such as education, such as public health and the things that we've continued to talk about, I can't help but to focus on, you know, racial justice and LGBTQ equality right now, because there's a lot of things that's happening and a lot of language that's being used that's really continuing to make it hard for Black and Brown for people, for LGBTQ people, a lot of different populations right now. And so being able to fight for those communities right now is very, very important to me. It's something that, you know, I care deeply about, and we want to make sure that that's what I continue to focus on for these next 70 something days of session.
Oh yeah. We might be halfway there, but we're only 10% through the business.
Yeah.
Your part of your campaign promise was to put community first. Will you talk more about what that means?
Absolutely. And so as someone who was coming from the outside in, I never really made the promise on like how many bills am I going to get passed, because I think that a lot of people in their campaign and they're like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do this. And I'm like, well, have you looked at this body? And so what I focused on was really focusing on the people who, because every time when I was out knocking on doors and doing campaigns, I was told, you know, by people that, yes, I want to vote for you, but please, you know, make sure that this isn't the only time I hear from you, or the next time you come back is when you're asking for my vote again. And so really creating strong ways to connect with people, to make sure that I tell people all the time, you know, not only on my team, but, you know, people I talk to, like, let's not make sure we just get so caught up on what's going on in the building that we don't communicate that out and get things to come back in so that that can help inform, you know, what we're doing in here. And so making sure that, you know, people stay connected has been very important to me. So that's why I've used, you know, social media in the way that I've done on my campaign, and also in the office now. That's why, you know, using opportunities like karaoke to help build connections, you know, with people. And, you know, one of my biggest things that I've really used, particularly karaoke with and connecting people, is, you know, particularly the staff. And one thing I love about connecting people in this building with something like karaoke is that it gives us a moment to kind of like breathe, because no matter what your role is in that building, whether you're a member, whether you are, you know, chief or LD, down to the admin, down to anybody that's in that building, it's a stressful place. And so being able to have a space to really just connect with people. And I think that sometimes that's really what's missing, you know, from that place, is actually having ways to really connect with people as people. And then we really go from there in the work that we do. And I hope that that can really change the environment around there. Maybe that's wishful thinking, but, you know, I like to try to be, you know, more optimistic than just like, you know, damn it, it's all going to hell.
Well, I have to say, you seem to be the most down to earth representative. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you won't.
Yeah, I'm a little scared at the beginning. I'm like, what the hell are they about to do?
Don't worry. How personal does it feel at the Capitol? You are a member of the LGBTQ community. You are Black. You are HIV positive. Mm-hmm. One question is, are you ever tired about talking about those things and you just want to like talk about Star Wars? And two, how personal does it feel at the Capitol?
I think my work period has been, you know, very personal, and I chose to use the things that someone would try to use against me and make them, you know, my strengths. I never wanted to be a victim. I never wanted to be, you know, just kind of, you know, playing more defense than offense. I wanted to be able to, in any space that I was in, you know, take all of me into that space. And so being in the building is, being a member is, you know, that's only a continuation of that. And to answer your second part, like, hell yeah, there are times I just want to be a person. And I get to do that too. Like, thankfully I've been able to find things I've been able to do to kind of relieve some of that sting. Because one thing I think that we have to really take into consideration, and what I've noticed, and whether you're working in a building or, you know, I spent 10 years working in Washington, D.C., is like getting that release, that releasing that sting, so that you can kind of keep going. And another word for releasing that sting is self-care. And really, like, what are, like, I had to realize, like, what was my self-care regimen? As a member, like, this isn't my only full-time job. I have another full-time job, but I, you know, I have to manage all these different things. So there has to be an opportunity that I'm taking care and tuning into myself, because when you are so personal, when you in such public service work, you give a lot of yourself out there. And sometimes you got to kind of take that back and, like, you know, get yourself back going so you can keep it moving. Because if you let it become too personal, you get consumed. And when the not so good stuff starts to happen, it can really mess with you if you're not in a really good place and space to kind of take in that energy, but also, like, give it back really quickly.
I don't think I've ever heard a member say self-care. So again, check Fenton Jones for Legislator of the Year. Your sixth grade English teacher, I reached out to her and she said that you wrote a very disturbing essay about, I'm joking. Okay, I'm making all this up.
I was like, where's what?
Do y'all
when you said wrote an essay, I'm like, not me.
Do y'all watch Hot Ones or Hot Takes?
Oh yeah.
His questions are so deep. I don't know where he gets that information. So I was just making shit up. What were you like in sixth grade?
I was a little nerd. So let's see. I had, I was in band. So I played the clarinet. I wasn't old enough for marching band yet. I was in junior high. I was in the science club. That was cool. I was excited about, because when I went to high school, I could get into AP classes. So that was fun. I didn't get Spanish really well, but I took many, many years of Spanish. I was preparing to probably fail algebra again. And yeah.
What was your mascot? Sixth grade.
Tigers. Well, no, yeah, Tigers. Lancaster Tigers.
Tell me about meeting Barack Obama. Greatest moment of your life, or just greatest?
Most awesome, coolest moment in the whole wide world. So part of the reason I moved to Washington, D.C. Was, you know, I did a lot of, like, youth leadership, you know, activities. And I think in Texas and parts of Texas, you could become a youth leader and really get, you really become a big fish in a small pond. And what I called D.C. was my big fish in an ocean. And because I love being able to go there and just kind of disappear in a space to where I could really learn so much. But also, you know, part of the reason I moved to DC was, like, I'm going to go meet Barack Obama, because, like, this is the first Black president. Like, we're going to meet Barack. Like, and everybody laughed at me, and I'm like, nope, I'm going to go meet Barack Obama. And so when I got to DC in 2010, like, I just started getting involved and working, you know, and actually was surprised, like, how much I was at the White House until finally I got, you know, an invitation because of my HIV work to be honored while the International AIDS Conference was in Washington, D.C., and, you know, had a chance to meet the president. And this is the funny part. So that man is so charismatic. He, like, because he, like, he just has this swag, and he came in the room. He's like, hey, everybody. And then, you know, and so that's actually what I do. If I'm in the cat, like, I'll give my Barack Obama wave. But we were going down the receiving line, and I was towards the middle. And so here he is shaking everybody's hand and you know, just cool, just going down the line and get to me. And I'm just like, I thought this in my head, like, I know I'm gonna say, like, how you doing, Mr. President? Thank you so much for your leadership. Really appreciate everything. And he's like, and your name is? And I'm like, shit, I didn't say my name. And so And so that's what I remembered. And I wish I had a do-over because I never like really shook his hand like that again, but I forgot my name. And I was really down for the rest of that time because I'm like, I should have started with my name.
I've not met another Venton. Is it a family name?
It is a family name. I am the fourth Venton. My dad's Venton, my granddad's Venton, my granddad's dad's Venton. And if you want to know another Venton, there's another Venton. If anybody watched Mama's Family, her son was named Venton, V-I-N-T-O-N. Oh my God. Mama's
Family. Are you the first Venton elected to the state legislature, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool little title.
Yeah, that is.
There's a Venton, Louisiana. That's still V-I-N-T-O-N on the border.
Yeah, I've been there.
Up Texas and Louisiana.
Yeah.
It's a little scary there, though.
Keep driving.
Yeah. I got a speeding ticket there once.
Did you pay it?
Yeah, I did pay it.
Yeah, that's good. Let's come back to the Texas legislature and talk a little bit more about relationships with people, especially across the aisle. Is anyone surprising you? And I've been having this internal debate with myself that maybe you can help me with. And so there are some people in the legislature, and I think they're bad people. They have bad policies. They hurt a lot of people. And I'll say something, and someone's like, oh, but he's so nice. And then I always respond with like, well, I bet Hitler was really nice to grab a beer with, right? So I've been thinking lately, right, because is that there's a difference between being polite and friendly and nice. And I think polite and friendly is someone who says, hello, how are you? Welcome to the Capitol. Let me open the door for you. But nice is really caring, right? And you have to show humility and you have to be acting for the good of all. So is there anybody you think is friendly or actually nice? Do you agree with my analysis? I'm just going to keep talking because it's my show. Okay, now it's your turn.
Well, I think that, you know, everybody has the capacity to be nice. I will tell you where I started when it came to forming relationships across the aisle. There's a quote from a book that's like my favorite book in the whole wide world, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And my favorite quote from that book is, seek first to understand, then to be understood. And so what I did during this kind of 60 days of time that we couldn't pass laws was to try to get to know as many people on both sides as possible before I was about to use a more decorative word, this storm of legislation, you know, was about to come through. And so I think that there, you know, the room is made up full of a lot of nice people. And so I think when it comes to this kind of this legislative piece, like that's, you know, where the rubber is gonna, you know, really, really meet the road. And so what I wanted to do was, instead of just always have the kind of relationship with you, I'm always, you know, having to go to the back mic. I would rather go to your office and have a conversation with you about that. Because what I've learned is I have to take myself out of this, because if I was just, you know, venting, you know, in this, I would be this emotional wreck. I would be pissed. I'd be like, fuck this shit. Like I'm about to, and I can't do that. And you have to really be in a place to where you can do what people sent you there to do, which is keep a cool head and try to listen for like whatever that is that's going to be the here is where we can meet on this. And there may be people in conversations where that never happens, but you have to try. And as a freshman and as a person who have not been in that arena fighting, you know, for those issues, you know, like other members had, like you come in with a clean slate outside of what you have seen and experienced as a Texan. And so what I wanted to do is just use this time to build as much as possible, whatever that looks like, enough to make a dent in whatever I'm gonna be able to make a dent in, you know, in my freshman year, and just kind of go with that. And the rest of the time, like I said, this roller coaster is just kind of being along for the ride, because as a freshman, people tell you what they know what to expect, but nobody really knows what to expect unless you've been through it already as a member doing this. And so the only other people who have are other members. And so I just kind of take that with me so that I don't become overwhelmed, because if not, it becomes very overwhelming, very sad, and very depressing knowing the environment that you're really working in and how like important it is for the voices that are inside and outside of the building that's coming in and talking about like fighting, you know, for Texans right now, especially those populations that can't always, you know, do it for themselves because of being so attacked for so long. And I think that that's going to be very important in this session when we're fighting for young people, we're fighting for, you know, trans, you know, our trans brothers and sisters, we're fighting for families right now. And the hypocrisy around, we're talking in the public education space about the ability for parents to choose, but when it's where they want to take their kids or what they want to do with their kids, we don't trust parents, you know, in that aspect. We don't trust Texans, you know, to make the decisions that they need to make. And that's where, you know, there's really going to be a fight right now. And the fight exists, and being able to change hearts and minds right now so that they understand that no matter who you are, what walk of life you come from, we're all people. We all deserve respect. We all deserve a level of humility that honors us as people on this earth and people that are worthy of love and space to be. So.
Very well.
All right. Yeah. If you had a magic wand.
All right, that got me.
It did. That's our opener. If you had a magic wand, what would you do for Texas today?
I would expand Medicaid. I would make sure that anybody has the ability to afford physical and mental health so that they can be up at, you know, in the optimal space of wellness. I would make sure that, you know, if I had a little bit left in that wand, I would make sure, you know, we would, you know, properly, you know, fund our schools right now and provide a little bit of relief to people at the kitchen tables right now who, you know, can't even buy eggs right now without going, you know, overdrawing your account. Mm.
And this is a final question for me. I'll open it up to my other members of the team. What is your favorite part of Over the Ledge Live, the podcast?
I love that it's humanizing people, you know, in this building. And I think that sometimes as somebody who was on the other side, so I was on the nonprofit side, always kind of coming into the building, you know, meeting with staff, meeting with members. I was always kind of shaky about that, or even just trying to, you know, when I wanted to work on the Hill, not feeling that I would kind of fit into that space. And so I love that this podcast, you know, allows a bit of humility to kind of come through and just show that it's just other people, you know, trying to work to make Texas better. And that's, you know, that's to be commended right now.
Perfect. That's also my next commercial. Thank you. Aaron or Joe or Amy, do y'all have any questions for the representative?
I think, yeah, I was going to ask kind of like along the same lines of what Stephanie was asking about, the kind of difference between nice and being polite. How do you work with some of these reps that like are filing some of these bills that are anti-LGBTQ, or do you not work with them and you try to seek out more moderate members?
I mean, I try to work with everyone. I try to build, you know, with everyone. Again, it's not going to be something that's happened, but if I just kind of take my life as being somebody that is a Black man, that is somebody that's a gay man and somebody living with HIV, if I just were to break down every time something didn't go my way or somebody didn't treat me in a way I felt I would deserve to be treated, I'd be in a much worse, you know, place. And so I take that mindset with me in this body and learn how to work past that. If that is any possible, you find somewhere and you get to a block, you step around and you keep on moving. And so it's not like, oh, I don't want to work with anybody, I'm just going to come in, because that's what gets you out of your office when it's time to be reelected, because people didn't send me to go, you know, be one way or the other. They sent me to get work done. They sent me to make impact. They sent me to help make their lives easier. So I stay focused on that and stay focused on like what I need to do to get that done. And that means working with people. That means building relationships, you know, with Democrats. That means working to build relationships with Republicans. So ultimately you can get things done in that building, because what I'm trying to set myself up for is like for long-term impact. And that means you have to build coalitions. You have to build so that you can get your bills heard in committee, so that you can get your bills on the floor, you get your bills passed. And then you got to go to the Senate and build relationships over there. And then you have to build relationships in other spaces. So I build where I can build, and I don't let the perception of barriers get in my way. And I just, I go through that barrier when I get to it and keep it moving.
Thank you. Anything else for the representative?
Yeah, I was curious, what have you found that is an effective way to stay? You said you wanted to be more in touch with your constituents because they asked you to. Are there certain ways mm-hmm. that you found that work better than others to, keep them involved and informed about what's going on?
I tell my team, rapid response and rapid engagement. So I try to get things responded to, within 24 hours and make sure that if people are going to take the time to reach out to your office, whether it be a phone call, an email, a message on social media, I try to make it, I try to do my best to make sure that not only me or my team, gets back to them quickly. And I think that that's one of the first things that can be done, because so many people, I try to reach out and I don't get a response back. I don't get engaged. Right. And so the thing is, there are some simple fixes that you can just do to make sure that when the people that are reaching out, are getting responded to. And sometimes it can be, yes, I can do that, or no, I can do that, or making sure that they get what they need to get to that next step. And those have been some simple, things that I've kind of worked on. And then you can go from there, once you take care of those people, to get the new people you want to bring in that may have never been engaged in the legislative process, and they'll invite them in and show them how to get involved and even understand what a state rep does, so that they can be able to offer feedback on what they need to be better and how their state rep can help them do that.
Thank you. All right, let's go home, everybody.
One thing? I've tried to ask some of our guests on this side of the aisle this: what do you tell the people who are scared? What do you tell the kid who's worried about their rights, the parent that's worried that they're not going to be able to give their kids quality health care, or that they're not going to be able to buy eggs for breakfast? What do you tell those people who as a Texas Democrat, we're told just have hope. I'm been alive 28 years and goddamn, I'm tired of hearing that. What do you tell those folks that are just feel like they're at their wit's end, but I don't want to leave this is my state, this is where I'm from. Right. I don't want to leave that either. So what do you tell those people?
I start with half hope. and then, I also say something else. People have to fight right now for the things that are important to them. Like none of this stuff came without a fight that people of color have had to fight for, that young people have had to fight for, that women have had to fight for, the LGBTQ people have to fight for. None of this came without a fight. And this is that, our generation's time to fight. This is things that are mirroring, the thing is, there have always been these kind of violent responses to equality, going as far back as the Civil War. Right after, the win of the Civil War, we started having these things with Jim Crow laws and poll taxes and things like that. Then we get into the Civil Rights era. Then we get into, drugs in our country. And now we get into the place to where we thought we have elevated so much by having the election of the first Black, president. And we saw what happened to where people wanted to take the country back to where it was. And for so many countries, where it was ain't where it needed to, where it needs to be at all, ever again. And so what I would tell, that family is that we have to fight right now for the things that are required for us to be sustained right now. No one's going to give us anything. And that may not be something that you can always come up to the Capitol and do, but you can write a letter, but you can, make a phone call. You can do something to where you're doing, so to make sure that you're not doing absolutely nothing but being hopeless in this moment right now. There's so many things that can be done. And we need people at the front lines, doing that. And if we're really, really serious about, changing the outcomes of these laws, we have to change the outcomes of these elections before these legislative sessions start. And that's going to be a multi-year, multi-strategy process, because the maps have just been reset. And so now the timer starts for another 10 years. And we have to, during that time, come up with some strategies to change the configuration of this body.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
It is, that
Thank
is
you
inspiring.
Very much. I'd say you gave me hope.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pessimistic. Amy, take us home, please.
Okay. Thank you so much to our special guest, Joe Green, and our celebrity guest, State Representative Venton Jones. Thanks for being here. Thank you to Aaron Salinas and to our Over the Ledge Benevolent Empress, Stephanie Chiarello.
Thank you to Amy Lowry for guiding us through this episode. And just remember, she thinks you need to talk.
And that's our show. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast wherever you get yours. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok as at Over the Ledge. We will see you at karaoke.
Thank y'all for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming. It was a
Thank you. You were a really